This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the grocery chain Kroger lets us know how much they've been making. Its stock is up 35% in the past year, even as the broader market is lower. Kroger, which is also Ralph, Smith's, Harris Teeter, and more, has figured out how to get us to buy more stuff. It operates stores of various sizes and various formats, but now it's rolling out a new tactic, as Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Just opened this week, the biggest Kroger in history. The new Ohio store has nearly 500 employees, around the size of an army battalion. That is appropriate because the company is in a battle like never before, and it's not just waging war on rivals like Walmart.
From a convenience store to a drugstore to on and on, everybody is selling food these days.
Meg Major watches Kroger and competitors from her post at Progressive Grocer.
Its strong financial performance has just defied or bucked every trend in this business.
The company's known for smartly using data to predict what shoppers want and investing in staff to provide good service. Put that together in a monster store, and that's a powerful thing, says Bob Golden at the food consultancy Technomic.
It will capture more of the consumer's dollars and provide everything they need, or more of what they need, under one roof.
Grocers are battling it out for your dollars, which means you might see a supermarket the size of a town in your town soon. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.